Applause erupted from the crowd. De Roquefort seized the moment.
The Roman Church disbanded us, claimed we were idol worshippers, but the Church itself venerates its own idols with great pageantry.
He paused. Then in a loud voice he said,
I will take back the shroud.
More applause, louder. A violation of rule, but no one seemed to care.
The Church has no right to our shroud,
de Roquefort yelled over the clapping.
Our master, Jacques de Molay, was tortured, brutalized, then burned at the stake, and his crime? Being a loyal servant to his God and his Pope. His legacy is not their legacy, it's our legacy. We have the means to accomplish that goal. So shall it be, under my tenure.
He turned from his opponent and motioned out to the conclave.
Enough. I call for a vote.
Rule dictated that debate was over.
I shall vote first, de Roquefort said. For myself. All those who agree, so say.
He watched as the 10 remaining men considered their decision. Hands started to rise. 1, 3, 4, 6, 7. All 10. The room erupted in cheer. Men began to chant his name and clap. The applause turned to De Beauséant, and the word reverberated throughout the hall. Be glorious. As the chant continued, he stared at the seneschal. Their eyes met, and through his gaze he made it known that not only had the master's chosen successor lost the fight, but the loser was now in mortal danger.